morning. 7:54 a.m. on, let's see, it's Friday, April 24th, 2015. 52 sunny degrees here this morning. I'm running a little bit late because the kid ran a little bit late. They have large group choir performance in Denver. So I shouldn't have to be there right at the crack of 7 o'clock this morning. Or 7:15. And she took every spare minute she could find. So yesterday, I didn't get out yesterday because it was an abnormal day in a lot of ways. I had an early morning psychiatrist appointment for the kid 30 miles away, so we had to get underway early to make the early appointment, and then the appointment was late and ran long, and then we had to go to the pharmacy. So yeah, it was a full morning yesterday, and most of it wasn't at home or anywhere where I could do anything. So one of the things that my daughter is tasked with, and it seems like a pretty good idea to me as well, is the Three Good Things Project. Now the idea is that within an hour or so of going to sleep, you try to think of three good things that happened that day and how they made you feel. Obviously they made you feel good, or they wouldn't have been good things. And I tried it last night. I tried to think of three good things that happened yesterday. And it was a little bit frustrating because I couldn't think of three good things. I mean, it was enlightening in a lot of ways. It's like, well, if I can't think of anything good that's happening, it probably means I'm not looking for good things. I'm not doing the kinds of things that would make me feel good. So, with any luck at all, we'll have at least one for today, because the walk does make me feel good. The walk is a good thing. I'll try to think of something else that'll happen over the course of the day. Even dinner was... usually dinner is kind of the highlight of my day. Dinner is kind of... You know, that's the point of the day where I cook something delicious and we have a nice meal. And, you know, last night was okay, but... It was nothing to write home about. It was, I marinated some chicken and grilled it. And had mashed potatoes for the first time in like 3 weeks. Just a small helping, but mashed potatoes. Yeah, I haven't had mashed white potatoes. I've had sweet potatoes. We've had a lot of sweet potatoes. But mashed potatoes, yeah, no, those were... Those were a rare treat. I haven't weighed myself today. I need to do that. Good morning. Good morning. So we got the sprinklers fixed. Wednesday, the sprinklers got fixed. It was rather a long and involved process. I'm gonna get hit for 3 hours of labor, I'm sure. Plus some parts, I'm not sure what parts, but at least 3 hours of labor. But sprinklers are back on. The leaks are, according to everything we've been told, the leaks are taken care of. The ground where they dug it up is still kind of squishy, just because there was so much water in it to begin with, and because there was a lot of leaks, and because they dug out a lot of stuff. So, yeah, that's going to be a little bit awkward for a while. But, these guys were very, very good. They adjusted the water pressure in the system so that it wasn't just throwing mist into the air that was then evaporating. That'll help. I've changed the timers so that they're running shorter cycles, but I run more cycles. And we have to be careful because the water police do check to make sure that you're watering at the right time of day and on the right days, depending on where your house sits. My days are Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday. And you have to stop watering by 10 a.m. And you can't water again until after 6. In order to cut down the amount of evaporation and grass burn from having hot sunshine through water droplets on wet grass. So, yeah, I cut all of the cycles down. They were all 10 minutes. I cut the cycles all down to 5 minutes. So with 12 zones, that gives me one full cycle of the whole lawn in an hour. And that'll give the water a chance to be absorbed by the ground before the next one hits. An hour later, it'll get another 5 minutes. And then an hour later, it'll get another 5 minutes. So we'll get three cycles during the day in the morning to wet the ground down good for the morning, for the day. And then another little drink at night once, starting at 7. So yeah, it was a progress. I don't have any idea what it's going to cost, but it's one less thing for those who worry about stuff to worry about. And if worse comes to worse, we just call them up and say, hey, it's borked, come fix it. And they will. So good. So in order to pay for all this, I have to write another book. Yeah, it's getting to be that point in my bank account where, oh, I have to write another book. No, it's not that bad. I still get a nice monthly infusion. I don't see it anymore because I did get the direct deposit set up, so it goes directly to the bank account. But I gotta write another book. I'm toying with the idea of putting Cape Grace aside. I know I've been working on it for months, and that's sort of I'm taking a step back, a meta view of what's going on, and thinking, you know, we've been working on this for months. And while it's a lot closer than it was, and I've still got some really good ideas I want to try out on it, I still need to get Sarah's perspective, for example. It's not engaging me. It's not dragging me forward. It's not making me say, oh, I can't wait to get back to the cuboid so I can write some more. It's like, oh, I got to get this done. Which is not typically the most effective way for me to be spending my time going, oh, I got to get this done. So maybe I'm going to put it aside. I don't know. I'd really like to get it done. I like the story. Oh, hello. Good morning, lilacs. I'd really like to get it done. I'd really like to have it. Because there's a lot of ideas in it that I want to explore. Thank you. I'm laughing. There's a dead rabbit in the road and a crow. And not a raven, but a crow who's circling, trying to get in on the fresh meat. Turned east. Sun is warm. The sun is, I'm just putting it on record here, the sun is kind of warm this morning. I didn't get bundled up this morning. I've been getting bundled up. I've been putting on my parka and wearing a heavy coat because it was cold. This morning is not cold. This morning, on record, is not cold. Bunk post. It was 52 when I left the house, 46 according to the official thermometer. I don't think it's that much. I don't think it's that cold. I think it's closer to 50. It's probably closer to 55 now because that sun is climbing fast and the temperature is keeping track with it. So, I'm reading, I've read a bunch of books lately, most of them I won't recommend. Some of them have been sort of cool, some of them have been kind of cute. Most of them I won't recommend. I picked up a second book by an author that I liked the first time around, Alan Black, and he wrote a book called, that I read some time ago, and I think I might have mentioned, called Empty Spaces, which is sort of like Dexter meets Starfleet. It started off kind of, really? Seriously? You're going there? But it actually turned around, and I like the book a lot. Alan Black, Empty Spaces. I'm reading another one now. It came up on my recommended list, and I was looking for something to read. I've had pretty much no luck finding good space opera. But it's all the same stuff. It's all the same four guys, none of whom I'm really interested in reading anymore, or reading at all. Joseph Dalzell's got a seventh book in his Omega Force series. I started a sample and I don't think I even got through the sample. Maybe I did, I'll have to look. But it just didn't have the same panache, it didn't have the same polish. It was like, okay, I gotta write another one. Had that feel to it. But I picked up an Alan Black, It's called Metal Boxes. And it's about a guy who's born and raised on spaceships, so he has a hard time with being outside. And it's a little bit because he's the heir apparent to the largest shipping company in the galaxy. So he's like richer than some governments. But he's a midshipman. And so it's kind of, it has that sort of, okay. Now, if it was a prelude to something bigger, if it was the first book of a series, if it was the first book of some ongoing saga, okay, I'm good with that. But Black writes standalone books, which actually counts against him as far as I'm concerned, because I don't, if it's a good story, I want to read the next one, and if there's no next one, then that's kind of a problem. So I'm looking for authors that write series. And I appreciate that not everybody likes to write series, and I like to read standalone novels, and this one looks like a pretty good one. I'm about halfway through, and it was so engaging that I was reading it while I was walking. And I'm a little concerned about that because I don't remember crossing the street. I didn't get hit. I didn't hear any loud horns blow, but I don't remember crossing the street. Of course, the other side of that is that quite frequently, I don't remember crossing the street because nothing happens. It's just sort of like, okay, part of the walk, rumble, rumble, rumble along. Rumbling, stumbling, bumbling along. Some more honeysuckle, some bamboo. Oh, some more lilacs. I noticed there was mowing yesterday, Wednesday. My lilacs are blooming. It's just that they're few, they're sparse. They haven't grown up very far yet. I need to get out and do a little pruning. Keep them shaped up nicely. So it's getting to the time of day where I might find the elder progeny coming back from work. She worked this morning. It's funny, I can look across the field and see where she works. She works that close to the house. I'm about ready to make the turn northward here, finishing the great eastward reach and heading north along the park. But if I look over across, I can see where she's working. And I have to say, I'm pleased, I'm surprised, I'm happy that she's found a job that suits her. And yeah, it's not brain work, it's not massive, it's not paying very well, it's not very many hours a week. But it's her first job, it's her first experience working. And that's a good thing. And she's enjoying it, which is even better. The fact that there's a certain amount of manual labor involved, I think she likes that. Although, apparently I'm supposed to start calling her him. I think he likes that. He's decided his name is Eric James or something. I don't know for sure. That's fine. I don't, you know, it's like, find the gender, find the sexuality, find presentation mode. Takes time. And eventually it will solidify into one form or another, at least for a while. That's interesting. I never noticed that gun shed had a garage door, a roll-up garage door on it. So the trash guys forgot to pick up our trash yesterday. That's the second time in a month it's happened. And I have to go home and remind the spousal unit to give them a buzz and ream them. But Yeah, I purposely put it out on Wednesday night, so I knew it would be out in time on Thursday morning, and the recyclables went out at the same time. The recycle guys come at like 8 in the morning. Oh, this looks interesting. There's a big rectangle that was not marked in the road when I left, but is now marked in the road. So it looks like they're going to dig the road up. Whee! So anyway, the trash went out on Wednesday night for Thursday morning pickup. The trash, the recycle guys come around 7:30, 8 o'clock. And they were here and picked up the recyclables, but did not pick up the trash. It's weird. Well, it's a different truck. It's a different time. They usually come late in the afternoon, and yesterday afternoon they didn't come. So, yeah, anyway. I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, although it's Saturday. Always a problem day for me to get out to walk, but who knows? Perhaps it'll happen. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.